right now, if the first guest is Snake Finger. He's with us in the studio tonight. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
How's it going?
All right. Welcome to San Francisco.
Thank you. Appreciate
applause
it.
Applause in the background.
You rubbish.
Really? You've been jumping up around L.A. last weekend down there doing some promo for your single, which
yep.
is great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
On Ralph
it.
Records.
Yep.
Yes, we're going to be hearing that, but did you want to say something, Howie?
I wanted to say that the single is number one in the new wave chart in sounds this week.
Yeah, the brand new list that just came
yeah.
out, number
we
one.
We at Ralph are very pleased and proud to have this number one new wave single. We'd like to thank all our fans everywhere in the world, particularly in Japan and Australia.
Very
Bruce,
strong over there.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sheila, thank you too.
They can hear you all the way.
I know.
They're strong
got
underground.
They've got big ears too.
Well, in case people who don't know what you sound like, before we talk to you a little bit more, I think we should go into the A-side, which is the spot, and give them an earful.
Number one song, anyone?
You are on Ralph Records, which we know is the home of the residents.
Yeah, that
Snake
is
Finger.
Correct. I'm there with them.
You want to tell the story of how you got connected with it? What's the label?
Certainly, yeah.
The anonymous residents?
Well, it all started when I went on holiday to Bavaria. I was going on a cycling holiday of some of the mountains around there, you see, at the time. And I met this strange guy in the forest one day who was recording bird noises. He thought that Mahler's music was based on them, you see. So we got together and went around recording noises that we heard all around and generally calling them music. And then on our way to Munich, we heard these tapes that were meant to be from these people from California who were meant to be on a similar sort of level to what we were doing. So as I was thinking of going over there anyway, we just shot over, and the next thing you know, we were creating the San Mateo sound together. Reorganizing musical...
What year was that? How long
that
ago?
That was in 70... I hear my record company manager from behind prompting me with the correct date being 71. 1971 was when we finally got over here.
The residents have performed very few times, but you played with them once at the Long Branch, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a few people, I'm sure, who remember the rather ripped birthday party that happened at the Long Branch, a rare residence appearance.
That was exactly when it all happened.
I remember
yeah.
you were up on top of a kind of a platform, and you were rocking back and forth. You looked like Big
That's
Bird.
That's right. I was dressed up as a giant avocado at the time. And I was on a pair
Great.
Of ski boots that were nailed to the floor, so I could move at any angle I wanted to, basically.
I loved it. It was great. Yeah,
oh.
So was the record, and I think we should go back and hear side two of it.
Okay, I could bear that.
All right, this is a Smelly Tongues.
All right, sounds great there, Cosmo.
Oh, yeah. That was from the Duckstab Residence EP that Snake Finger plays violin on.
Right? Yeah, that's right. It was violin on that one.
A laughing violin.
Hilarious, I would say. So is some other.
We didn't give your background as far as some of the people you've played with. I just remembered you should do some credentials.
I played with the old Chilly Willies back in England.
Great pub band.
Yeah. All right.
You call the background there.
Mr. Rubbish doesn't stop rolling these big joints. I'm not going to be able to play anything.
You can't. You're not allowed to say that on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I retract that last statement.
You can't say rubbish on the radio.
No rubbish, right?
No rubbish, all right. And let's see, the old Nick Lowe's and the drummer from the old Willies is playing for Elvis Costello now, and they're making millions of bucks with the Jake Cove productions all over the world. Wonderful to see.
That's all right. It's alternative music. That's always what I'm going for anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah, definitely.
Well, if people want to meet you, they can see you tomorrow over at Aquarius Records, which is a store I know pretty well.
Definitely wonderful record store. One of the grooviest, if not the grooviest, in town.
You'll be there at 2 o'clock.
I will be there at 2 o'clock.